The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmuller, with you on this Tuesday. I'm trying to back up time. The 18th day of May, 2021. And here's two back-to-back stories that dovetail perfectly with each other. Dr. Fauci, the 30 families, COVID, and the Great Reset. Barbara Honecker. David Schwarzkopf, who used to be the CEO of Kissinger and Associates, wrote the book Superclass in 2008. In the book, he revealed that our world is ruled by 30 families and their 6,000 minions. Dr. Anthony Fauci is probably the best example of a minion we could have. It was Dr. Fauci who used the NIH funds to take a coronavirus bioweapon made in a lab at University of North Carolina, sent it to a level 4 Chinese military facility in Wuhan in 2014 with $3.7 million in grant money, where it could be enhanced to be what it is today. Fauci sent this money via Peter Daszak, EcoHealth Alliance, which has $40 million in Pentagon funding plus another $20 million from other U.S. government agencies. Dr. Daszak is another likely minion. As I said earlier, he was the only U.S. citizen allowed by the World Health Organization to be on their Wuhan committee. That exonerated the Chinese military. President Trump cut off EcoHealth Alliance and the NIH funding as soon as he discovered they were working with the Chinese military to create bat coronaviruses. Dr. Lee Merritt has said someone at the top has declared war on us. She also said that the mRNA injections are not vaccines, but are binary weapons. She said 2 years after the mRNA bioweapons were injected into us that a second bioweapon could be released that will cause mass-level death event for humans. We do know that 5 to 10% of people receiving their second injection from Pfizer or Moderna have severe adverse side effects. A third injection is promised for December or thereabouts. That should be worse than the second injection, but the death rate will not climb until they have injected enough people with a third dose to merit releasing its binary weapon counterpart. This makes sense from a military perspective of men who have decided to kill 7 billion people. Let's get back to the 30 families and those minions, by the way. I once long ago wrote in a satire on the American government, the people in charge of our governments are never voted out of power because they hold no offices. On the A level, there are 30 families. On the B level, there are 6,000 minions. Minions come and go. If they fall out of favor, they're gone and are replaced by somebody else. I would place the deep state up there on the B level. Thank you for saying that. That's what I've been saying for years. Examples of the deep state on the visible level would be the leadership of America's 17 intelligence agencies. The cocaine importing agency, the CIA, is useful. They distribute illegal drugs and weapons and help the human trafficking industry. Bankers depend on their CIA connections and are on both the A and B levels. The bankers launder $1.5 trillion a year in illegal weapons and drug sales. Political bribes and human trafficking proceeds. This helps the 30 families funder global governance. Other sources of funding for global governance would be the $35 trillion that was missing from the U.S. agencies like the Pentagon and HUD. They're also allowed to sell U.S. Treasury bonds and pocket a few trillion dollars, sticking us with paying both the principal and the interest. The C level of government would be the people like presidents and prime ministers. Two members of the 30 families, David Rockefeller and Sir Evelyn D. Rothschild, founded the Bilderberg Society in 1954, which until COVID would meet annually to discuss issues and get everyone on board with a common agenda for the coming year. I wrote a short bios about the people who attended their meetings until their latest conclave in 2019. They have many mechanisms of control through the foundations, the press, the universities, and other groups like the CFR and the likes. The average taxpayer is down around the F level and can do nothing to either change government or to remove the 30 families from power. But there is a solution. I mentioned the Great Reset, which is the plan from hell to kill 7 billion human beings off and reduce the remaining few to obedient service of the uber billionaires. I guess not all is right if they're running off to islands right now. Are they getting scared? Well, they damn well should be. The World Economic Forum at Davos has said in 2030, we will own nothing. We will be so poor that we will not even be able to buy clothes. We will have to lease them from billionaires. But they do promise that we will be happy in our servitude. Not quite too sure about that last part. I have said they plan to use hyperinflation to take away what we have and transfer it to the 30 families and their 6,000 minions. Of course, hyperinflation has always caused riots and revolutions in the past. We could channel that indignation into a jubilee or a worldwide debt cancellation. It's very possible that we could arrest the bankers, seize what they have stolen from us, and use those funds to cancel unpayable debts. That would also allow us to get control of government at all levels and dismantle their bioweapons projects and their human trafficking and their surveillance state. I mentioned that the 30 families use the Bilderberg Society meetings to inject their talking points into the public agenda. Their last meeting was in 2019. And this is posted on our site, folks. You can click on the link and read that list. Mentions also the tens of trillions that went missing from government funds. Also mention the fact that the bankers are allowed to sell trillions in U.S. Treasury bonds, pocketing the cash and sticking us with the bill for the principal and also the interest. I mentioned that Jubilee, which the Bible writers first encountered in Babylon, the kings of ancient Sumer and Babylon, had used debt cancellation to painlessly end depressions for 4,400 years. My plan would be to arrest the bankers, take what they have stolen from us, and use those assets to fund worldwide debt cancellation. There are circumstances where an American military coup could gain support at home and abroad. A Guardian poll found that 43% of U.S. voters would support a military intervention to prevent a civilian government from shredding the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not to mention the use of bioweapons to kill voters by the tens of millions. Finally, I would like to stress that overpopulation through unlimited immigration is the primary means of impoverishing people in the U.S. and Europe. And what is JoJo doing? Kind of like, who is the guy that fiddled in Rome while Rome burnt? Mr. Nero. You know, when Fox News started to use the deep state term, I thought, here's the CIA deflection. Yeah, that C rung. Yeah, that government official or that bad president, you know, that Donald racist Trump. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Thank you, Fox News. You've shown us exactly who and what you are. Thank you very much. Why are you even still on the air? Oh, because you have chemical companies and pharmaceutical companies contracts to fulfill. You don't want to give up any money. Well, you know, you can go away right now. You could go away right now and nobody would miss you. Vince Moreno wrote, self-spreading vaccines are no myth. It's hard science. John Hopkins confirmed them. COVID genocide is here. Self-spreading vaccines are no myth. John Hopkins University confirms it. You get the vaccine, whether you like it or not. Self-propagating vaccines were conceived by Australian Nobel virologist Sir McFarlane Burnett. You know about him. As you know, my interest arose when I bought his former house in 2013 and strange things started to happen. I looked into his life. I was so shocked, I proposed getting a priest to do an exorcism on the house. And he says, I was not joking. Burnett, with his protege, Sir Gustav Nossel, and the CSIRO, developed a, and I believe this is pronounced Maximotisis virus, first used in Australia on rabbit plagues. It was the world's first self-propagating virus that recognized self and acted as a vaccine which caused immune suppression. This was basically AIDS for rabbits, folks. Australia's ground zero for the unfolding COVID genocide. Burnett and William Gates were friends. William Gates started the William Gates Foundation, later renamed it the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and this was Burnett's protege. Gustav Nossel went on to work for the foundation and the World Health Organization after Burnett died in 1985. He carried forth the Burnett-Gates Sr. plan for genocide. Gates Sr. and Burnett conceived and financed the genocidal message on the Georgia Guidestones. Think about that one, folks. Oh, it's just coincidence. You're all tinfoil hat. Yeah, I got your tinfoil hat. The two were friends with their eugenicist, William Shockley, who engaged a friend, Dr. Herman Kermit, to undertake the works incognito. The U.S. Bioweapons Lab at Fort Detrick commissioned Burnett, who proposed unleashing an influenza coronavirus on China in 1947. The technology of the time couldn't guarantee no virus blowback, so it was shelved. He was also working for the British equivalent. Burnett was seriously connected. In the late 70s, the Australian government, CSIRO, developed CRISPR, C-R-I-S-P-R gene editing for Myrtlefold, Victoria tobacco farmers. They originally called it gene shears, as in cutting shears. The science minister of the time, Barry Jones, stated the technology would change the world. Well, it has. We've seen none of the full horrors yet of the chimera humans and the ethnic DNA target bioweapons, which was Burnett's dream. The CRISPR biotech is being used for the COVID Maxoma self-spreading vaccine bioweapon. Melbourne, Australia is ground zero for COVID technology and the Gates family plan. It was also ground zero for curfews, lockdowns, freedom of movement denial, and mask wearing. The techniques spread around the globe. Both Burnett and Gates were eugenicists, connected to the London Eugenicist Society, rebranded the Galton Institute to drop the term eugenics. Bill Gates has been marinated in this stuff from his childhood. He is executing the plans of his father and the maniacal Sir McFarlane Burnett. In 1967, Burnett wrote Endurance of Life. It received a critical reception for his eugenicist and sociobiological views. It provoked great controversy. Those views included capital punishment to rid society of undesirables and the mentally unfit, abortion for population selection, and euthanasia for the unworthy. This particularly included killing the disabled and elderly when they were no longer productive. This is despite he himself being 79 when he wrote the book. Burnett's other 13 books he wrote in retirement include almost word for word what we read on the Georgia Guidestones. He wrote that the Guidestones' tenets with lawyer pal William Gates, who was a close friend of David Rockefeller. Do you get the picture here? We're watching a genocidal transgenerational plan unfolding. Bill Gates is executing on behalf of dead men and others who shared their goals. This is diabolical. This is satanic. This is pure evil. Call it, give it a name. I don't care what it is. Folks, this is not a joke. And Bill Gates, what are we hearing in the news?
Oh, Bill and Melinda are getting a divorce. Oh, because Bill went to Jeffrey Epstein to ask for marital advice. Oh, well, it's come to light that Bill Gates had some tryst with his employees.
Which, by the way, Melinda Gates used to be working for who? Bill Gates. So this is what we get out of the news media. Thank you very much, Fox. You sell out sons of... And when there's anything critical to talk about, you can bet your sweet butt the CIA-guided Fox News will derail you off into another area. Nothing to see here. Let's just move along. And don't you dare as a guest on Fox News, and especially around Harris Faulkner, you know, the black conservative lady with the almond-shaped eyes. Don't mention that BLM and Antifa is funded by who, Mike? Who's Black Lives Matter funded by? Don't mention George Soros. We don't talk about George Soros here. Why, Fox? Are you scared? The CIA tell you if you tip your hat, you're not only going to lose your job? Don't you have an aunt that lives in the Poconos? Don't you have family you're concerned about? We're talking about government agencies here, folks, that have gone out and killed people. Murdered people. Set us up for murdering millions around the world through the ongoing fight against terrorism. Folks, I swear to God, I swear on my mother and father's graves, I want to be around when these creatures, these things are hunted down, brought into a real court of law, found guilty, and executed. Maybe execution is too easy. You know, they say this about suicide. Well, it's a coward that commits suicide. Really? Have you ever held a gun to your head and thought about pulling the trigger? You know how much guts that takes for that pressure of 2 to 7 pounds to end your life? No, I don't want them to go away too easily. I want them in a steel box for the rest of their natural lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. I am just in awe of the destruction these people have already caused and the destruction yet to come. You know, maybe if we had an honest media in this country, there'd be enough information out there that maybe somebody would want to... Mr. Gates, we'd like to speak with you, please. Mr. Gates, we're not going away. The information's out there. We want to give you the opportunity to speak on your own behalf. Mr. Gates, we are not going away. Along with other 50 asshats right on the top of the list. You know, Mike, I know I keep beating this up, but the great American, the patriotic guy, you know, they fire Lou Dobbs for talking about illegal aliens and starting to talk about vaccines. They canned him. And if you remember where he came from CNN before they officially became the Communist News Network. Went on Fox. He was on their business channel. But people didn't miss Lou Dobbs because they had a sense that this guy had something to say from time to time and he was telling you the truth. So how is it the $250 million baby over there, Sean Hannity, how can this guy sleep at night? How can you justify sitting there night after night, not only doing television, but doing radio as well, his own radio program, when he knows what's going on, but that smug son of a bugger just sits there and smiles into that camera? By the way, can you even see his eyes anymore? Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla.
Yeah, hi, John. First, I got to say, Roger Landry is really amazing. He makes me sound so mellow. But anyway, when you were mentioning the people that are culpable in getting this going, you didn't mention Dr. Theresa Tam, who is the chief public health officer in Canada and is also an advisor to the World, quote, Health Organization, and is in cahoots with Tedros Ghebreyesus, who was the head of the WHO. She was the one who said, nothing to worry about. Don't close down the airports. No need to lock our borders yet. And she was also responsible for a lab in Manitoba, where it was rumored that there was some of this particular virus that was stolen and taken to China, to the Wuhan lab. So Canada's role is just not being acknowledged, and I think that's a mistake. And also, Roger said something about how a lot of, there was only about 3-5% in Canada that have been vaccinated. Did I hear that correctly?
I didn't hear what you just said. What percentage?
3-5%.
I didn't catch that. If he said that, I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, it was a very low percentage anyway. The reason for that is because there's been a scandal about Canada getting the vaccines, which is one reason that my son actually ended up getting the Pfizer in Nevada. I confess I'm worried, but he has to. I mean, if he's going to get on a plane, or at least that was the order yesterday. I don't know if it's changed overnight. But because of the profession he's in, he's got to, or else he's not going to be able to work.
Okay, so I'm not understanding this quite, Layla.
Canada's role is always underplayed.
No, I'm talking about your son's decision to take the Pfizer vaccine because he won't be able to earn a living. He's not going to have a life because there's not going to be any life left to live.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't know. He's a lawyer. He knows that you can't sue anybody. But because he's a lawyer, he's not going to be able to put people through discovery and examinations and whatever unless he can provide
Wait a minute here. Don't we have Zoom? Isn't the government and the schools been operating remotely? He can't. We've got people that you're supposed to be able to face your accusers that they won't even bring you in a courtroom in front of a judge. They'll do it remotely by way of camera in your cell.
Yeah. But all his partners, he's got... I can't tell him what to do. He's an intelligent adult male. He's aware, and I was sending him all my information, and he's been following it. He's doing what he considers to be in his best economic interest.
So, Layla, I understand that this is blood, but how is he going to feel, and how are you going to feel, if the next jab that he's required to take to perform in his job... What if it ends up killing him and you've got to go to his funeral?
You think I haven't thought about that? Or if it's even just, you know...
Hold on.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Layla, I've got Roger Landry online. Roger, you there?
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. Hi, Roger. When were you in Canada? Was it recent?
No, actually what I did was a show with Barry Prince, who is the host of The Big Puzzle. And he lives in northern Canada. And he got the figure that as little as 5%, I believe he said 3-5%, is what had actually, what they could prove, had been vaccinated in Canada. And part of the reason was exactly what you just said. And Canadians are showing their backbones better than they've shown in a long time. When you get a couple hundred thousand people in Toronto actually doing, when's the last time you had a couple hundred thousand people in Canada doing a protest? No, Canadians are waking up. Yeah.
Actually, I was in an office yesterday, an optometrist office, to get a new prescription, and every one of them had was happy to announce that she had been vaccinated. And everyone that I know here who has been vaccinated is so pleased to announce it. I know a lot of people who have been. My son's office, all the lawyers, he was the only one who was holding out. And when he told them of his reservations and his doubts, they all treated him like he was a psycho. Well, he's one of the senior partners, one of the equity partners. He can't be perceived as being
Agreed. If you've got 153 million Americans, which is the rough figure, say 150 million, and you open the borders to Canada, okay? And now all of a sudden, no masks or anything, and this is transmissible. What you have done by opening the border to the United States at this point is ensuring that many, many more Canadians will, even if by secondary release, transmission, will end up being vaccinated.
Yes, I probably was exposed because all the women around me yesterday all had taken the vaccine, so I probably was exposed to some extent, but
yep.
I just feel like I've been exposed to so much over my lifetime. I'm not too concerned about it. And besides, at my age, it doesn't really matter that much. I am concerned about my son.
Yes.
Lila, you keep mentioning your son, and if he's not that concerned about his own health, that he would...
Yes, believe me.
Well, okay. Here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. He's not that concerned that he did not take the vaccine.
Well, how is he going to live without it?
I don't know. How are other people, Lila, going to live because they're not going to take the vaccinations? Many people are doing it right now.
Companies, a lot of people aren't. But I can't make his decision, and he felt that he had to do it in order to continue his profession and to be able to make his move back over. He was going from one airport to another and then renting a car and driving over the land border so that he wouldn't have to deal with all the nonsense. But the last that we were aware was that you couldn't even get on a plane. He can now just can't afford to take the time to do that. He tried to spend as much time as he can.
I'll just mark that down on my list of reasons and excuses and why I had to kill myself.
I wouldn't go that far yet.
I will tell you that within the next 2 years, and some are saying within the next 6 to 8 months, you will start to see the fallout. This is already the deadliest vaccine ever utilized in human history. It's not being talked about. There's thousands of deaths everywhere, not just in one country, everywhere they have thousands of deaths. If we stop to consider this, and we stop to consider the treasonous mainstream media that won't even tell you your neighbors are dying from this or becoming severely maligned or severely crippled for life, we're talking tens of thousands of those. None of this is being told to anybody. Yeah. Nobody's telling anybody it's transmissible either. It's all a lie.
No, they aren't. But the so-called mainstream media is a bunch of bimbos and bimbettes who are just talking heads.
Actually,
it was my son who coined that when I was working in the business. He's the one who called them bimbos and bimbettes.
Bimbettes, you mention them again, Lila, I'm going to keep hammering you on it.
But what can I do? He's not a mama's boy. He won't listen to me.
If you know my position on it, you'll never bring it up to me again, right?
Okay, I won't mention it again. But meanwhile,
because I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. But damn.
Well, believe me, I've been worried, and I finally realized that as his mother, he's got to make his own decision.
Hold on one second, both of you. I listened in while you talked about Roger Landry, my friend. Yeah. You have as much spark as any lady I've ever listened to. Doing good.
It's a pleasure to hear someone like you who's not afraid to show passion and intensity. So it's a delight when you're on the show. And do you actually have a podcast of your own? I mean, I know you've got a website, but do you do a podcast?
I am lucky if I can take all of the time that I'm requested to go on other people's shows.
Yeah.
We don't have one website. We have 6 global websites, and I haven't had a day off in about 10 years. So,
he's not joking. I know where he lives, and I've been there, and there ain't nothing going on around there. And his time off is going to Wally World, Walmart. That's it. The guy has been Velcroed in position with what he's been doing this time around for 3.5 years. He's been doing this for 11 years, trying to get what I can't talk about on air yet, but hopefully I can real soon.
Real soon.
All right.
Well,
Layla?
That's great news. Okay, yeah. I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Layla.
And thanks, Roger.
Yeah.
Thanks. Take care, Roger. Ma'am. And you too, John.
All right.
Bye.
She's on Sunday nights right after Steve Elkins. What is that, 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time?
She's got spark. I don't care what she says. She's got
it. She's got spark, all right. That's why I brought her on the network.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to hear anybody's blackmail excuses anymore. We know what we're facing here, Roger, and people are either going to have to say no, or they'll talk themselves into, well, maybe it won't happen to me. Yeah, okay.
Then
you're an idiot.
I would like to ask anybody out there if they know what the ultimate hysterical situation is. Ultimate, okay? If you stop to consider, we have been told over and over again in every case of pandemic throughout modern history that we all need to get vaccinated. It is the unvaccinated who need to be isolated. It is those people who are evil. Let's listen to what was said not only by your guest here, but by us last hour. And what you stop to understand is how many people are vaccinated in America, over 150 million. You have 150 million transmission posts. What they're saying now is you've got to isolate the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated.
So now we're going to have a mirror image of what's just transpired in the last, well, it's been over a year.
Yep.
So
transmitted by those that were vaccinated.
You might as well stick around for the balance of the show because I got to take these calls. James in Vancouver. Hello, James. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. That Melinda Gates thing, she's found out that she signed on for Murder Incorporated, I think, and she wants out. Am I right?
Well, Roger, I don't know what your take is on that, but I think it's a scam that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation be dissolved. She takes usually 50% in cases like this. This is a hell of a lot of money. And if something happens to Bill and his billions, well, at least she's got a cache of cash.
I really don't think
that's what's happening. I really don't. What I do think is, since she is not the only one, and I think Bezos is going through the same thing, and I think there's another one that we're probably going to hear something about within the next couple of days.
Mr. Tesla?
I do think that what we're seeing is spouses who do not want to be associated with these individuals when the trials start up. Okay. I think these women are smart enough to understand that this is going in the wrong direction.
So you know this isn't about Bill Gates getting marital advice from okay. All right.
That happened a while back. If that was going to happen, it would have happened a while back. Mm. This is too convenient. And again, how many of these ultra-rich billionaires are purchasing islands that are easily protected?
Well, and if Mr. Epstein is dead, then the focus should have shifted to Ghislaine Maxwell. But, gee, what have we heard on that front? About as much as we heard about the Clinton Foundation being shut down days after she lost the 2016 election. Of course, we don't talk that, Roger, that stuff, that's old news, man. Let's move on.
No, it isn't. Epstein, we're talking CIA. We're talking about a controlled environment. We're talking about an individual who had something that people wanted, okay? Any of these elderly statesmen or these politicians or whatever that have been ensnared, okay, it is because, okay, they get a little drinking sometimes. They bring someone up to the room. That then all of a sudden you get a letter a couple days later saying, we've got pictures and that girl was underage, mm-hmm. and going forward, this is what we want. Mm-hmm. If you stop to consider, Epstein was a CIA operative. And what he did was he was the mechanism of control for those they needed to control. Anybody who thinks it's anything else with the massive, where did he get all that money? Do some research into what he actually did and how the heck that money came to him. Yeah, no, I'm going to tell you right now, Epstein, CIA operative. And if he's dead, I'd be really surprised.
Well, so would I. So would I. James, I'm sorry. We got into a diatribe there. Anything else?
Yeah, come on up. Fishing season is happening soon. Y'all come on up.
Oh, I'll bring my prions with me. I'll be happy to come up. Just get me close to Trudeau so I can infect him.
Well, that's okay. Just go to Ottawa and take a trip around that big building they got there.
All right. James, thanks. I appreciate your call. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi.
So you alluded to it, and the reason I wanted to call in was we as human men and women in this place are faced with a choice. And if we are going to make excuses for our sons and our friends and our coworkers, we're not really looking at the choice that's in front of us. If we don't make the right choice, humanity is going to struggle for this for 100 years. And I think we have enough information out there, and there's enough people that can read a dang PDF up from Pfizer that says the off-gassing, for lack of a better word, of this vaccine is going to cause sterility and menstrual problems. If you support, if not you, but if a person makes excuses for a vaxxed person, they've already made their choice, and they're too cowardly to admit it. And I have a personal zero tolerance for this. I will not do it. I will not associate with people that do it. If you had it, and you're not going to be in my world, because we're at that choice point.
Or
literally for humanity.
Or people that will take the vaccine and claim that they had to do it. You know, I have zero tolerance for that. I really do, because I have not worn a mask. I have not worn a mask all this time. Even when I went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, I was there on the 5th, the actual day, January 6th, I walked into a gas station. This is not a joke. Walked into a gas station. The guy that's behind plexiglass looked at me and he said, I can't serve you. You don't have a mask on. And I said, no, you don't understand. I do have a mask on. He said, no, you don't. You're a liar. I said, yes, I do. I'm a talk show host. People have been telling me I've been talking out my rear for years. I've got BVDs on. That qualifies as a mask. Yeah.
Did he sell you the gas or give you the stuff?
He sold me what I was there to buy just to get me the hell out of his store. Because exactly. He could see that I was starting to build a head of steam. And the next thing
you've already made that choice.
Yeah, well, and the next thing that would have happened is the police would have been called. But he had evidently didn't think that that was worth escalating to that point.
Right.
If you look right now at what's happening, what is happening is the division of America. What's happening is the division of Canada.
Exactly.
What's happening is the division of Great Britain. You get better chaos from a divided, chaotic society.
Yep.
The more chaos they throw us into, the more fear they introduce into that chaos, the better the results for them and the worse the results for us. So wake up, look around, understand you're being played, and talk to the people who talk like you.
An excellent point, Roger. And I would say that, I mean, I missed the first hour off to go back and listen. I've heard you on RBN before, and I think you have a good brain and you have a smart wisdom and you're passionate. And to the woman with her son, I mean, I God love them. You know, moms and kids are dumb when they come to these choices. But if he said, no, thank you, I'm not doing this, he could have built up a no-vax law firm, and he would have made probably twice the money that he's going to make from sucking the tit of the vax.
You know, and I was thinking, you know,
100 times.
You know, I was thinking, you know, there are companies out there that have jets literally, sitting at idle. And I'm not talking commercial jets. I'm talking about the private outfits for executives. Yeah. That he could have, okay, might cost me some more money.
And
you know what? They'll fly to airport, airport to airport. You don't have to go through their security, none of that stuff.
Right.
So.
And black market is the thing that, I mean, if we're going to be serious about this, which I know you are, John, I've known you long enough and listened to you long enough, and you know I am from the calls I've made. If we're going to be serious about this, black market is going to be our friend. We're going to get fake vaccine cards. We're going to navigate this place. We ain't having it. And if anybody's listening out there who has somebody on the fence, there's going to be another way that you can survive. You take a private plane, you build a new law firm, you find a new website, you do something, but you don't comply.
There's going to be many people that will comply. They'll resist, but eventually they'll give in. And that,
yeah, they will.
And that, it, you know, it's destructive to a point where it's just not about the COVID-19. It's about them as a human being and who they really are.
And the thing of it is, none of this is about COVID-19.
No.
None of it.
No.
Go back to Event 201. Go back to the fact that the communist Chinese were invited to Event 201. Stop and think about what I just said. Okay, if you stop to consider, none of this is about COVID-19. COVID-19 is the biggest lie ever perpetrated on humanity. It pales even the Bible. I'm dead serious.
Yep. Because it's the flu.
Yeah, it's just the flu.
No, there is no flu
guys.
This year.
Thank you,
There's
Mike.
There's no flu.
Right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, y'all were talking about this crud that you get.
Yeah, you missed it. This was on yesterday's show, Roger, talking about the crud that people were getting, and I had it 4 years straight for 2-3 months at a time.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to tell you, Ingrid had a lady on, I think it was back in March. I don't remember her first name or her last name, but her first name was Carrie. And they were talking about this chlorine dioxide, which I think another name for it is MMS, but I don't know what the MMS stands for. But it's a real concentrated form of oxygen. And it made it sound like a miracle cure, but I'll bet they were talking about this documentary you can watch online, find it online, and... it might even be in the show notes for that show. But oxygen, now there's a, it's just a real concentrated form of oxygen that I believe it's released by your stomach acid.
Yeah, yeah.
The oxygen is free. But there's another kind you can get at most health food stores that is, it's stabilized oxygen. I know I can get it in mine down here, and it's not near as strong as the chlorine dioxide, but, you know, you can find that too. But, you know, that's all about releasing or getting after your free radicals, and we all know you're a free radical, John.
So. All right. Sherry, I appreciate the call. Thank you. You know, I mean, the hydroxychloroquine, how Trump was derided for that, or the ivermectin. And when you really
I apologize, John, but there's just a couple minutes left here. It's not so much that he pushed back against it, okay? It's not so much that he was derided. I will guarantee you without a moment's hesitation, he was threatened. And who owns this country? Who is the most powerful, not the banks, the most powerful organization on the planet, money-wise, and the control of money, that's the pharmaceutical industry. And they told Trump to shut his mouth, and he did, because he wants to stay alive.
But what he was suggesting is ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine for...
with zinc,
for a pandemic that didn't exist, so why did they jump all over him? Because
it would have subtracted the money from their profits for the vaccines.
Well, I don't think they're that interested in how many people Donald Trump could influence and their bottom line money-wise. This isn't about money.
Nope.
Charles in St. Pete, Florida. We'll make you the last caller of the day, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to stay on too long, but I was reading the truthseeker.co.uk. I don't know if this is true or not, that Fauci's very concerned that the NIH, now half the people who work in NIH have refused to get the shot, the jab.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know if this is true. I hope it's true.
Well, I'm wondering if they think they have enough people vaccinated that they can pull off what they want to pull off here.
Well, if you're shedding, you know what shedding is. You don't have to be vaccinated. It's self-vaccinating.
Hence what I just said, Charles, that they may think that they have enough people that are vaccinated to do the job that needs to be done, at least from their perspective.
Right.
I would tell you that there is a strategic placement of vaccinations in this country, that they know the centers that need to be populated the heaviest in order for the transmission to cover the rest of the country. And what you will see, if you look at the map of the heaviest levels of concentration of vaccination, you're going to see their key population areas all across the country.
Why is it that Australia is not allowing their own citizens back into the country?
Maybe they know something that they're not supposed to know. Maybe they know that people coming in from the outside. The problem with that is the vaccine uptake in Australia is pretty darn good. It really is. So it really doesn't make sense that they don't want their people coming back in. And they can come back in, but I believe they've got to go through 2 weeks of isolation. And then they've got to be tested. So, again, if these people have taken the vaccine, why is any of this necessary? Why would you keep your own citizens from coming back in? This just keeps getting screwier and screwier by the minute. I got to tell you something. I have stepped back many times and really, really looked at the big picture. I have the ability to connect the dots because that's the way I grew up. That's what I did for a living. I connected the dots. I'm looking here, and even I get lost. If I step back far enough, the dots are so many that figuring out how they all interact, and yeah, they do.
It's like looking at pixels on an old color TV. You get close enough, you can see the little matrix.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Roger, I appreciate you coming back on for a second go-round here.
Well, I wouldn't do it for anybody else, but having a discussion with you and the people who call into your show allows me to bleed off a little bit of the tension that I wouldn't otherwise ever get to bleed off.
So that means you're going to be with me for the first hour for the balance of the week?
No.
Okay.
But I may be able to jump on, and if I can, I will call your producer and ask him if you've got a few minutes.
I got you. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Roger.
Thank you.
All right. Melissa Francis and Harris Faulkner made the comment about Soros. Melissa was the one who said that, and Faulkner never stepped in either way. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. VJ Vass, whatever your name is. I saw it for myself. She said, we don't talk about George Soros. You are in error. Sorry. Thank you all for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.